So, welcome to TV West Saves the World. I'm Moses Baca. With me today is...
Tariq.
Cool. All right. Well, this is episode one. Probably a fake episode, but we'll still push through it. In any case, give us an idea of what we get done here on TV West Saves the World.
All right. So, basically, the whole kind of idea of this little podcast setup that we have is... taking different discussions that are school-related and just talking about it and interacting and seeing what we think about it, you know? So that's a pretty interesting way to do things, but I think it'll give us some nice raw media coverage.
All right, stuff. So folks are going to be able to tune in here, basically get a quick download of some of the information that is floating around the West High community.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of entertainment too, is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of the general gist of it all.
So if there's something weird or fun or exciting that we can put in audio, this is where it lands, right?
Basically.
Okay.
Whatever we can't cover in TV West, we'll try to cover here, I guess.
So primarily the same producers as we got in TV West.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be hearing your voice a lot, and I'll kind of be floating around in the background. So in the interest of... letting our audience peek behind the door for a second, how about you tell them a little bit about who you are?
So my name is Tariq. I'm one of the juniors here at West High School, and I'm in the TV Broadcasting or TV West class, as you guys may know. And basically, I just kind of made this podcast as a way to like spread more information and, you know, have some fun and all of that jazz. So, you know, we have plenty of stuff we can cover here that usually doesn't make it on TV West, whether it's time constraints or something like that. And yeah, that's basically the whole goal of it all.
I dig it. I like that a lot. All right. And like I said, Mr. Baca over here, I'm the advisor of TV West and anything video production and broadcast related, and that includes anything that involves a microphone, which brings us here. With that in mind, what do you say we get started and give the world a peek into what everything is like here at West High?
All right.
What do we got, Tariq?
All right. Well, one of the things we definitely can look at is some of our recent results from our sports teams.
Hold on. Can we do sports intro? Sports. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe some music.
Yeah.
Sports.
We'll throw something in there.
And now, sports with Tariq.
Explosion sound effects.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, so we got some interesting stuff here. So just looking at the volleyball team's schedule, they have a game that's actually happening today. They're going to be here at home against Jordan High School. And based on our previous results of our team, it looks like we're cutting it to win, considering our win ratio is looking upwards of 70% here. So let's see how they do there. And then they have a couple of later on games. They have some in the following week on the 8th and the 10th. And then the following week after that on the 15th and the 29th.
Yeah, and if I could interject real quick, because, you know, part of what we want to do here is make people aware of that which they are not especially aware, and that is that our volleyball team is actually pretty dang good.
Yeah.
So they had a really strong season last year. I understand we're not up to that same level record-wise, but last year we did not finish with the state championship. But I think they're going to make a really strong run at getting it this time around.
Yeah, so. For sure. And I mean, just looking at some of these statistics here, you know, they had a 3-0 win against Kearns, a 3-0 win against Jordan, 3-1 win against Harriman, 3-0 win against Riverton. They've been constantly outputting dominating wins. So I definitely see no reason why they don't continue to do that.
And I would add that all of this is happening in the context of us being in a more, some would say, more competitive region. We're a 6A school this year. Last year we were 5A. So
yeah, so this is definitely impressive results considering we just bumped up a whole division.
Boom. I dig it. I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Go volleyball.
Yeah, let's do this. Next up, the football team of ours actually had a game last Friday. Last Friday. They were here at home, and it was against Taylorsville. Not quite sure how they did.
You don't have the result?
I don't have the result, but from what I've heard, I think we actually lost.
We're losing subscribers right
now.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Wasn't that our homecoming game, or was that before?
No, our homecoming game was like 2-3 games ago.
And how was that?
We lost.
We lost that. So we're down too. I mean, it's a tricky thing because, you know, football is one of the easily more competitive sports out there.
Yeah, and, for sure. And I mean, you know, we definitely have, again, mentioning the whole division bump, we definitely have tougher stuff to handle. And I mean, I think they did great this year. The new coaches are definitely pushing the players to the limit, and we've been seeing some results come through for sure. We had three games straight at the start of our season, so that was pretty good. And they were all dominating wins of like 20 plus.
Right. From year over year, you know, we're doing better. I got us at our folks at Max Preps tell us our overall record is 3-4.
Yeah. So that's not awful.
Some region games certainly in our future that we can capitalize on.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what else we got? Tarek.
Alrighty, last Thursday, the girls' soccer team had a game at South Jordan Middle School against Bingham. Not sure how they did again, because this is all from last week, but by the looks of things, I think they stuck this one through, if I remember correctly. Hold on, let's find out.
Oh, my goodness. Losing the people.
It's okay. It's okay. That's what the
This is girls soccer, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Another one that's really, really competitive. So.
Yeah. Alrighty, and the results show, thanks to Max Preps.
Oh, Max Preps.
Always there for us. Wow. Unfortunately, it looks like we...
I got us at 4-11, according to Max Preps.
Are you sure? Because I have us at 0-5.
0-5. That might be... I mean, this looks pretty recent to me.
I mean...
Oh.
That's like... Yeah, you're looking at their overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, they're at... right. I thought you were talking about their current game.
In any case, we've been losing some games, but you know why?
Yeah, division bump.
I heard they need more support out there from Panther Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're definitely one of the less supported teams, so why don't we get on that a little bit, huh?
So, let's populate the sideline, fill in the stands, and see if we can bring some love to the girls' soccer team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what else is going on?
All right, so now that we got sports out of the way, it's time for transition.
Transition. Ooh.
Alrighty, let's see. Next up here, we got a couple of the clubs. The whole list of the clubs.
Mm.
And I kind of just want to detail some of the clubs we've definitely been seeing a bit more action from lately.
Okay.
Let's do it. So, first of all, I definitely want to highlight so far Bro Astanas.
Mm.
I think they've made some explosive performances the first few assemblies we've seen them so far.
Now, for those who don't know, Bro Astanas.
Long time coming.
This is, of course, the name itself is a play on the Oestanas.
Yeah, because, you know, they're girls only, and boys wanted to get in on the fun, so they decided, yeah.
But dance performance among the boys, generally not celebrated, but here at West, we do it.
Yeah, we definitely do.
And we do it better than anyone else. Yeah. So way to go, Bro Astanas. Yeah.
And another thing, sorry to interrupt,
What do we got?
Another thing that most people actually don't mention, a lot of people know it, but they don't really talk about it. The Bro Astanas and Oestanas this year have actually been having a little bit of a feud.
Oh.
Yeah, every time they perform, they kind of just call each other out with their performance. So I definitely think that's a more fun factor, and I definitely think it, like, you know, it lets the crowd engage and give their opinion on things.
Yeah, and what do we call this? TV West Saves the Nation, Saves the World.
Saves the World.
Here at TV West Saves the World, we are not afraid to put the shine on a little bit of controversy.
Of course not.
We tackle all of that stuff. We'll probably get in trouble. We might even get arrested, but we're going to exercise our free speech right to let you know that things between the Bro Astanas and the Oestanas are at maximum intensity lately. So hopefully the spirit of that competition is such that everybody behaves themselves and it just brings out the best in everyone.
Yeah, so I guess all we can really do is let time tell what's going to happen.
That's all we can do. Yeah. Moving on.
Since we're still on the topic of Dance Company, they also had some pretty nice performances. I think especially you could look at last year during some of the assemblies, they did great, and this year, Hello Day Assembly, they did great. You would see them when they were doing some of the events and the spirit activities at the assemblies. They've been there. They've been doing it all.
All right, way to go, Dance Co.
Yeah.
What's next on the list?
Another thing we got is debate.
Oh, you had me at debate.
Yeah. So from what I've seen so far, I definitely think they've started initiating some things, started planning on what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and preparing themselves for the competitions to come. What do you have on that?
Well, we know that the speaking in my capacity as the assistant coach this year, I can tell you the competition begins this Friday, and those kids are chomping at the bit to show their skills. Now, the debaters are coming off a state championship season, the second consecutive, so obviously the expectation is very high to maintain that level of success. And as we've already mentioned in this show, we are competing at a different level. This is 6A. But speaking as your debate coach, I just have two words.
Is it kick ass?
No.
Those
words are bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it on. Three words.
There we go. That's all I gotta say. Okay. A couple other interesting things to highlight. So we got JROTC. You probably have seen a couple of them around the school, and by a couple of them, I mean all of them. They're at the assemblies. Mm. They're around the school selling chocolate.
Yes, they are.
You see them after school. They're doing all of it. And, you know, props to them, because they're doing the hustle, and they're getting the bread that most people
are... Marching in the field.
Yeah, most people are far too lazy for that, so definite props to them.
They are my inspiration.
Yeah, and one last thing I want to look at today, transition, boo-boo-boo-boo-boo, is in between sports and clubs, we have some stuff coming up. You know, fall season is ending, winter's coming around. So the first thing I want to highlight is club applications. If anyone was making a club, that was recently submitted last week, so we may be seeing a spur of new clubs popping up. You know, I know Model Rocketry, there's a Cars and Auto Club that's going to be popping up that I'm going to be a part of. So there's definitely a lot of stuff.
I'm going to stop you right there. All the buzz has been about this squash club.
Oh, right. Squash. Everyone's been talking about it. No one knows what it's about.
Yeah. They just want in. And I know here at TV West, you could almost say we're somewhat of a squash club.
Yeah, we're like a fanatic of it.
We are a fan of that club. So we are looking forward to everything they're going to put together.
But yeah, so that's definitely something to look for. Another thing that we can start mentioning is some of our winter sports are going to be coming up. So we're looking at things like swim, basketball, wrestling, all that type of stuff. So that's definitely going to be a very interesting thing.
Probably got some open gyms and workouts and tryouts going
on.
Yeah,
for
sure.
That's all probably going to start. I know wrestling is in preseason. I know that basketball has started some open gyms, so that's going to be interesting to see as well.
Well, I'll tell you this right now, Tarek. I know that it's October 1 right now. This was one of those mornings, you know, that first morning when you
feel the chill.
You crack into that icy vehicle so you can get to school and you see that frost on the windshield. You know what that tells me?
Winter's a-coming.
Winter is... I forget the phrase, but winter is a-coming, as they say, and that means basketball. So, looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. So that's all definitely going to be fun. I think that's about all we have.
A lot of stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, so give me your take. What do you personally think about all this happening, everything going down, you know?
Well, the year started out with a few... If I can be so bold as to say, some uncomfortable highlights. There were some lockdowns. There were some get out of the building bomb threats. I feel like all of those distractions are kind of behind us, and I'm just willing to. I'm just getting excited to enjoy some regular celebratory, school-centered, student-centered excitement. Good sports, good clubs, all that stuff. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, so that's definitely going to be something to check out, and you're going to be able to check it out all here and at TV West. So stay tuned for all of that stuff, guys.
Yeah, before we wrap it up, can we just deliver our audience a little bit of excitement?
Of course we can deliver them
so
excitement.
So I've just had a question. Now, for context, people need to know that Tarek and I go way back. And by way back, I mean the start of this semester. So what, it's been about a month and a half now?
Something like that, you know, but excluding the previous years.
Yeah, because if we forget all of the other stuff before that, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
And that is?
I just want to know what your feelings are about, because your name is Tarek, what are your feelings on the Turok Dinosaur Hunter video game?
Wow, that's not a first, but definitely not something I get often.
I figure it's probably come up a few times in your life.
Yeah, I actually did play it when I was younger. Definitely one of like the better old arcade style games. Very, very, very bland now, I would say.
Now for context, because tell the folks at home who Turok the Dinosaur Hunter is. And what do you do as Turok?
Okay, so basically Turok, he's this guy, and he lives like in like a weird interdimensional era where dinosaurs are still a thing, and they're like munching on people and stuff. So now he is becoming a hunter, and he's literally just hunting dinosaurs.
Yeah,
the title kind of just explains it all.
And it's in like the first person shooter format, and because this was released in the late 90s, it would have of course been entirely possible that your name is inspired by this dinosaur hunter. But you're going to tell me it isn't, I'm guessing.
It's definitely going to tell you it's not. My name predates that by a couple centuries, but yeah, we'll...
Well, it kind of makes sense, because Turok does hunt dinosaurs. I don't think it's entirely inconceivable that you...
Are you trying to tell me there's a conspiracy going on here?
Could just be that, you know, your name is evolved from the famed dinosaur hunter. In any case, anybody interested in learning about the Dinosaur Hunter a little bit more, this was an N64 release, if I remember correctly, which means it's probably out on the internet in some pirated emulator form for you to enjoy
nonstop. Is.
Boy, I gotta go revisit the Dinosaur Hunter. Okay, before we wrap up, is there anything else we gotta leave our loving audience?
I think all there really is to say is if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the podcast or TV West in general, definitely be sure to check out A207 where we can solve all of that. That's about all I got to say.
And where can our people find us online? Are we on the social yet?
I'm not sure if we quite are.
Okay, so be sure to follow us on the Instagram, TV West Panthers. I think, you know, it's been a year since we posted anything, but I'm pretty sure it's up there somewhere. And on the Twitter at Nowhere, because we don't have one of those. Be sure to like us on Facebook. You can find me at BakaTweet. That's my Twitter. Do you have a Twitter?
I do have a Twitter.
All media personalities need to have a public Twitter, but you don't have to share it if you don't want to.
I mean, I don't really use it, so I don't think it matters at
fair
all.
Fair enough. I don't use mine either. What else do we got? Subscribe.
Yeah.
Join us most days right here. From A207 at TV West. This is Baca signing off.
And Tarek, we'll see you guys next time.
Peace. All right, now we're just going to hit the...